Hey guys, girls, and non-binary folk. Welcome back to Work the Podcast, a RuPaul's Drag Race recap. I'm Maya, he's Brendan.
Hello, hello.
And today we're discussing season 13, episode 16. My God, finally.
Oh my God, the grand finale.
After, you know,
the grandest. Four
and seven the grandest years
ago. Finale. Literally. Well, yes. And by the way, Maya, and for those who don't know, you can interact with us by emailing workthepod@gmail.com, and that is W-E-R-Q, thepod@gmail.com. And you can follow us on all of our socials, which will be included in the description of the episode below. Also, subscribe wherever you are listening and leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcast or wherever your podcasts are heard. But now, let's get into it.
Yes.
Maya, we have something very important going on today.
A very super special guest this week. We have from the podcast Behind the Velvet Rope, David Yontef. Woo! Woo!
You guys sure know how to make a girl feel welcome. So thank you. We try.
Yes. David, for people who don't know about your podcast, know about you, can you give us a little insight about Behind the Velvet Rope?
Behind the Velvet Rope. Well, it started as one thing. It started as I know a lot of these reality TV people. And so I was hanging out with them like on a personal basis. So Behind the Velvet Rope really was like when we're out on a Friday night and there's no filming and this one's falling off the bar stool and that one's going home with so-and-so. Guess what? I'm just going to talk about it because like,
yes,
why I not? That's now been moved to my Patreon account. And I now it's just, yeah, like, you know what? You got to pay if you want.
Yeah, that's the juicy details.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is just because we had a moment in COVID and it's become like a true 5 day a week interview show. It is not about me. I am now a journalist. I will come after you. If I, you know, if there's something that people want to know, we are going there and I don't really care. We're going to ask the questions people want. So, yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, people that listen say like, I have a very nice, like it's, listen, this is what it is. I will ask you out on the date. I will pick you up. I will show up on time. I will show up early. I will hold your door. I will drive you to the restaurant in a nice car. I will hold your door. You will get drinks and dinner and dessert. I will treat you like a king or queen, but at the end of the night, daddy wants a little and daddy is going to get
it. That's it.
That is the style of my show. So, I mean, we will start out and it's all nice. And, but you know, 20 to 40 minute mark is when people are like, oh, this bitch David ain't playing. And that's when it's like, I got one after another, after another. And you know what? Like, you don't have to answer. So when you're making all these headlines with your answers and everyone's getting upset with me, it's like, why did you answer? This is Zoom. I'm not even like physically in front of you. Right. Just say, I'm sorry, I'm not answering. No one does. I'm waiting for the day that someone hangs up on me, which has not happened yet, but I'm waiting. I'm thinking it's going to happen eventually. One day someone's going to be like, this is not the interview I expected.
Have their Paris Hilton walkout moment.
Literally.
Which I don't want to happen, but then I'm like, you know, that will be a moment in and of itself. So go
ahead. Iconic.
Yeah.
Iconic.
I mean, those are the moments we live for though.
Yeah.
But I think honestly though, like the type of journalism that you're doing and that type of vibe is, I think, what people are craving nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. Excuse
me, hear my voice crack there? Jeez. all of a sudden I'm 12 again. Holy shit. But yeah, so I think people are craving that type of journalism because everything is in the know now with social media.
Yeah.
So people want to know the juicy details and they want to get down to it. We don't care about the fakeness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So like my style is very relaxed and, you know, it's just like, look, let's just cut through the bullshit. Like the bottom line is, you know, if you are like a Paris Hilton, sorry, the simple life is always going to come up. The sex tape is always going to come up. Yes. Like, and I'm really respectful. Like, you know, when you come on my show, absolutely. You're going to plug your new project. I get it. You know, I have some people coming up from 90210. Okay, sure. We're going to absolutely plug all your new stuff. Mm-hmm. But you understand like 40 minutes of this is about 90210, the number one role that you're in. So it's like this balance of like, we have to ask what people actually want the answers to. With all due respect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So and we go there, man.
And you've talked to quite a few of the girls from Drag Race and then just the drag community in general, to name a few. You've talked to Alaska, you've talked to Sugarcane, Evie, Trinity the Tuck, Lady Bunny, the iconic Lady Bunny, Vicky Vox, Bob the Drag Queen, Miss Cracker, Peppermint, and the list goes on.
And we have some more coming for you.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's exciting. But yes, you've got quite the experience. You've talked to queens from all different seasons, all different states, cities. So you've gotten quite the inside scoop on drag and all things drag, for sure.
Listen, I've loved them all. I mean, like when my podcast started, it really was, I would say, like 100% Bravo, like anyone that watches The Housewives and Bravo. And at some point, well, it also started as a 2-day a week show and then became 3 and then became 4 and now we're 5. Like at some point I was like, this is just not a smart business model. Like I think like a business person and I'm just like, you know, if Bravo gets upset, you know, I mean, it's a small community. Like I'm like, and there's just too much power in one box. And I'm a pop culture person. I love pop culture.
Yeah.
So we expanded outside and we did reality. And now we do like, I had Janice Dickinson on. Like we have like these iconic Perez Hilton. We just had Melissa Rivers. We talked about Joan and like red carpets for the Oscars. So, you know, like there'll always be housewives. We'll always be housewives. And I'm like, I'm really happy. So when I did this, I'm like, well, we need to include Drag Race, like this revolutionary show with these great. And you know what it is? Like, I have to say, you notice trends, believe it or not. I mean, I don't know if this will shock you, but the queens are generally much nicer and easier to deal with than housewives.
I believe it.
The queens are pretty nice. Like you would be shocked. Like, and even when they come with like teams and there's, it's usually much easier. It's just an easy transaction.
Has there ever been any not so easy transactions? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, I'm trying to think if like, there's really no queens. Look, I mean, you bond with certain people more than others, I think.
Yeah, of course.
But there's really never been any major drama with a queen where they were like, why am I in the headlines from what I said? Or, and there's been drama with other people. But the queens, there hasn't been, it's been relatively good. And it's really strange because if you think about it, you look at like a lot of these housewives, you're like, you know, like an Evie or like these people have like double the followers you do.
Absolutely. Yes, they do.
If you want to get into like actual statistics, like some of these queens have like over, you know, a lot of them, like over a million, 2 million.
Yeah.
So it's shocking that they're so down to earth and nice. It's shocking.
It is. And perhaps it's, I mean, you know, with queens, especially from the Drag Race circuit, it's because their fame was so sudden and so quick that some of them didn't have time to develop that better than you type of personality or whatever you want to call that affluent personality.
Yeah. Or I think part of it is like, you know, no shade to housewives, but it is the traditional, like you are now famous for being famous, like you're on a reality show and there's side businesses, but like, you know, books and there's no shade, but like the queens, it's like a real, it's like an actor or an actress. Like it's a skill that you are perfected in, like, it's a craft.
And honestly, I don't know. I think both of you would probably agree. I'm not sure, but I think that it is due time that celebrities who are quote unquote famous for being famous get the respect that they deserve in a way. For too long they've just been looked at as pushed to the wayside, or they're not important, or they're D-listers, or whatever you want to say. They're rolling with the crew that's in line at first at the VIP and all of that stuff. They're rolling with the A-listers. They're the ones who are getting deals with these top designers and things like that. So gone are those days where these people who are famous for being famous should be just ignored or disregarded or something like that, whatever you want to call it.
And I mean, you look at like I had the director for This Is Paris on. I'm like, listen, this movie is great. I am not going to get Paris Hilton. So who's, you know, I'm not going to get Nikki. So I'm like, okay, so maybe the director, she got right back to me. She came on, you know, so Kim Kardashian, I don't know if you saw This Is Paris, but Kim was in it for a second.
Yeah, literally like 2 seconds. Yeah, she was.
So I asked, I mean, this quote went around the world. If you Google it, like for our podcast, like I asked about Kim and she's just like, She comes in, you do a scene or a shot with her, it's over. She literally very nicely will say, like, we need to reshoot this, we need to reshoot this, like the angle you did. And she's like, I've never seen someone who is like so brilliant with just like, she's not even like looking at the camera. And she's like, mm-hmm. I can tell you the lighting was off there. And like, mm-hmm. just, I mean, you look at like a Kim or like a Paris, like they're brilliant. They're brilliant. Yeah. It's a brilliance.
And trailblazers too.
They are the blueprint to so much of what is today's fame and notoriety and celebrity. And then they're still running the game. They're not even done
absolutely
yet.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. And that's the beauty. And like I have always said that, and I don't care, I will debate with you up in these streets, honey. I don't care. You will absolutely should put some respect on Kim's name. You should absolutely put some respect on Paris Hilton's name. Yeah. Because they are, you can't do what they do and be stupid.
No,
I'm sorry.
Exactly. You can't.
You can't take nothing, which say what you want. I mean, they came from money, but it's hard to fame is comes and goes very quickly.
Yes, yes.
And it's hard to maintain notoriety for as long and then make it into a money-making machine that they both have. So there's something to be said for that. Absolutely.
I agree. And like, I mean, that's another thing. So I've also learned how to be like a tabloid. Listen, my interviews are like there's a lot of layers, but one of it is like press. Like if I have someone on, not every interview, but a lot of it is like, I know the questions to ask. So that it doesn't matter how you answer this, whatever you say, this is going to be a headline all over the world. Like I've learned mm-hmm. that. And one of my tricks I will share with you today.
Let's hear it.
Depending who's saying it, but not even really, like it's Kardashians. I mean, you ask a question, if it's from someone that is somewhat connected, or like Janice Dickinson, I asked her like, period, like, I love Janice Dickinson. So the whole interview was mm-hmm. great, but I was like, I said to myself, however she answers, it's like, what do you think of Gigi Hadid and Kendall, mm-hmm. period. You are the world's first. I don't care if you love them. Yeah. I don't care if you hate them. Your answer is going around the world. I mean, mm-hmm. you can't always be so sure. I don't mean to sound cocky. And sure enough, it did go around the world. It's like Kardashians is like the closest thing. Mm-hmm. I'll get a lot of hate for this, but the closest thing we have to like a first family.
It's the royal family. It definitely is.
Yes. I completely agree with that statement. It is absolutely the closest thing we have to a royal family.
Yeah. Whether you like them or hate them. I mean, that's the beauty of it. Yeah. If you like them or hate them. Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan. Let's put it out there. Not the biggest fan, but that's for other reasons. But you know what? I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
I like respect the hustle. Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta. Speaking of royalty and queens, we crowned a queen.
Oh, finally.
Now David.
We did.
This was a very long season. Did you keep up with the entire thing? Because it was, even as a podcast dedicated to this show,
it was hard. Very hard.
I did just because I was booking all these queens. So it's truly one of these now where it's like, whether I want to or not, I mean, I'm not booking anyone from this current season because like they need to finish and working with mm-hmm. like, you know, VH1 and all of that's a nightmare. Yeah. But regardless, like I'm going to ask Alaska and Evie and like, when you come on, I got to be up because I want to ask you about what just happened on Drag Race. So yes, I kept up and yes, it was a long season. Yes and yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Did you watch the last season's finale, season 12's finale?
Who, remind me?
So season 12 was with Gigi Good, Jada Essence Hall.
Yes.
And Crystal Method.
I know Method. I watched it, but I forgot who won.
Right.
It
was Miss Jada Essence Hall, spoiler mm-hmm. alert. So the reason I ask is because I wanted to know, because it's the same last season we had the Zoom finale.
Yeah.
This season, it was much, you can tell they got their stuff together and they mm-hmm. came right back around and they were like, we are giving the girls what they need. Were you pleased with were you pleased?
What, just with the Zoom?
With the finale. With the finale of this season.
Well, first of all, I'm not a huge Jada Essence Hall fan. I just let me put that out there.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm not a fan. I just like, I wasn't like one of those queens like I loved.
Right.
Yeah.
Like no, I had, that. But I mean, I can't be so thrilled with the outcome because it's not who I wanted to win. So just from yeah. that point of view,
right.
I'm not thrilled, but it's so funny. I had Isaac Mizrahi on my show, Mr. Mizrahi, mm-hmm. way back in the beginning. And I don't know how drag, I think because he was on Drag Race, it
yeah,
came
he's,
up.
He's been a judge.
Yeah, he's been a judge, yeah.
I think that's mm-hmm. how it came up. And just back then he was like, are you an idiot? He's like, this was literally like
it was an
second week. Season. He was like, obviously Simone's going to win. Like the season's over. Yeah. I'm like, really? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that clear cut to me.
Who did you think was going to win then?
I really, up until the very end, like the last week, I really thought, for a lot of reasons, which we can get into, I really thought Gottmik was going to win the whole thing.
Yeah. I think we both thought that too.
The whole time, I was just convinced that this is politically, for optics, this is how mm-hmm. this is going to come yeah. out.
I thought that
period.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought the same thing.
I thought that too, because it also it matched with talent and
right
and dessert, and she deserved to win, or he doesn't, you know what I mean?
Well, yes. You know, Brendan doesn't really feel Simone like that, but
no, I don't feel Simone like no, that. Brendan, the way you feel about Jada,
no, I mean, the Simone. Fact that Simone, like, you know, Gottmik, I thought was gonna win, but I thought Simone would, of course, go very far,
mm-hmm. yeah.
But Simone wasn't, like, I understand why Simone won, like, I get it,
yeah.
I yes. get it. If I really yes. take myself out of it,
yes.
and am objective, but some I'm not feeling Simone so much either.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, I'm glad it just wasn't Candy and Rosé, to be honest, because let's keep it 100, because if it would have been Candy, I would have threw my TV out the window.
Really?
Absolutely.
I love Candy.
See, absolutely.
Candy was my guilty pleasure from start to finish. I'm sorry.
Mine wasn't. Candy in the beginning? No. No.
Oh, no, no.
Well, yeah, not that whole Tamisha shit. No, no.
One day I was like, oh, and then like, no. Oh, and then I was like, wait a second. I fucking love Candy News. Yes. It just, I don't know where it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think our Meet the Queens episode, that Candy was, of all of the queens that came on this season, and of pretty much almost of all of the queens that came on Drag Race in general, like, Candy is one of the few that I had heard of or knew of or actually actively followed prior to Drag Race even happening. So that should show you, I mean, I think that speaks to something of her. There's some star quality of her, because mm-hmm. she was dragging, she got fans. She was pulling fans from the community of Drag Race community for a long time now.
Yeah.
Because I just think she has that look, and her, I'm sorry. I don't think you agree, but her face, her beat,
it's questionable. It's good. It's questionable sometimes.
It gives
me life. But you know, 90% of the time it's good.
Gives me life.
I just thought, like, Candy to me was authentic and just different. And I did mm-hmm. think funny. I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought she was funny too. Very
authentic. And Rue lived. Rue lived for Candy. My God. Oh my God. I mean, that's why she went at the top
if
four.
If you get a save, if you're walking off that runway and you're called back, I mean, Rue don't take that so mm-mm. lightly.
Right. Yes. And then to also, like, lip sync again after that save and still be saved again is quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm sorry, to send Olivia Lux home. Olivia Lux was another one of my low-key favorites of the season. Her, like, she was stunning, and her looks are just everything to me.
Yeah.
I didn't love her, but I truly thought the final three was going to be Simone, Olivia, and Gottmik. That's
oh, really?
I would have said that.
That would have been a good top three, honestly.
And by the way, I don't not like Simone or Olivia. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I get it. And I think Simone is great. It's just, I like that little bit of off. Like, and I understand mm-hmm. with Simone's, I get it. Like, I get Simone. I get mm-hmm. it. Whereas, like, Jada Usenthal, I don't really get. Like, I don't not like her. I just don't get what's so special. Simone, I get the shtick, and it's good.
I think Jada's win was that, like, very, like, deserving, because she did do well in her season. But I think Jada's win was that nod to the pageant queen of drag. The very...
That makes sense.
Just polished, you know what I mean? Because that, I feel like Jada was one of the first, like, actual just, like, pageant queens through and through to win the crown.
Yeah.
So I think that was RuPaul kind of giving it to that person, because Kennedy was always, like, that person we thought was going to get the crown, but she never quite did.
Yeah.
her time is up. She ain't coming back. At least I hope to God not.
No
Tino shade. I mean, I'm sorry. I love you, Kennedy, but girl, hang it up.
Yeah. I also don't think that the fandom would have been very happy. A lot of them would not be happy if Gigi Good would have won. That would have not
been. I also have a theory, and I'm sorry. I'm going to say something. It's controversial yet brave.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I have a theory that because Gigi Good's fans went ham when he did not win last season.
Yeah.
And those are the same fans that Simone has.
Literally, yeah.
The same thing. They're in the same house of Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is that RuPaul did not want the smoke this season, so he said, "Simone, here you go, girl. I ain't got time to deal with the foolishness this season. So take it, and you and your little woadies can have your crown."
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's my theory. Because I feel like I'm sure they have great fans, but I feel like those fans are the ones that are like the kind of the like. Crazy Drag Race fans.
They are. Yeah, the little white twinks. They definitely are. They're the crazy ones. They're the crazy ones. They
better watch out for them.
Mm-hmm.
In more ways than one, honey.
I'm still shocked, though. I don't know. I mean, at the end, I'm not. But listen, when it was Candy and Simone, I was like, Simone's winning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I still thought the whole season, like, Gottmik was going to win just because... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gottmik was so different. And I do think the optics, I'm sorry, this is the way my mind thinks. I think the optics on it.
We all know RuPaul loves a good optics.
Yeah.
And there's been so much controversy. Mm-hmm. And like, they changed the freaking tagline.
Mm-hmm.
And then you factor in like all the other queens that were claiming, you know, it wasn't all inclusive. Like, I just thought like the world we live in, like, and yes, the fact that Gottmik also was like so deserving of being in that final, I'm just like, this is an obvious win. That's what I thought.
Yeah. But I know I said last, I think I said it last episode. I was like, if it comes down to this lip sync, Mick, I don't think you're going to fare very well. And we saw, didn't fare very well because that lip sync was something different.
Speaking of lip syncs, honey. Can we just get into RuPaul's?
Yes. Opening? Yes. So for the opening of this episode, RuPaul performed her new single, New Friend Silver, Old Friends Gold.
Is this a Christmas song?
What a title.
This sounded like a Christmas song's title.
I was shocked that RuPaul was performing that. Me too. That shocks me.
I audibly gasped.
It's like, oh, okay. I'm not mad, but I just didn't know what's happening.
I don't think even RuPaul knew what was happening.
I'm like, when did this get? Yeah, like, what? I mean, is this because of COVID that we're getting like a special treat? Like,
I think, you know what it is? My theory is I think that the girls be telling RuPaul, like, you don't be doing anything. And it's because they all be telling him, you just wear your little sweatpants behind the desk. So he says, bitch, I'm going to come out behind this desk and I'm going to show you that I'm not wearing sweatpants. And then I'm wearing these heels and I can still dance in them. So I think he's just like proving to the girls that, hey, I'm RuPaul, bitch. And I can do it. And I mean, I guess he did it.
Yeah. The look was everything.
Yes.
The look was great. And my God.
Maya, didn't you say on a past episode that like almost everything that RuPaul wears in drag is from an archived collection of his past outfits?
A lot of it is. Yes. A lot of it is like 90s stuff that Ruri wears. I don't think this was. This looks very new and very fresh. But a lot of that like shorter stuff obviously is like old stuff because, you know, Ru wears gowns now. But this is like the robe that she wore beforehand, the bodysuit. Also, Ru is always cinched. The gods, my goodness. The body was everything. I loved it. The wig, the hairline was a little questionable. It was a little hard.
The whole night it was questionable.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. But I mean,
but everything like, when good. You look at Ru, you're just like, wow.
Wow.
Like, it looks so effortless.
Yes. How old is Ru? 60 something? Like, still performing the house down better than some of these other girls. I'll tell you that right now. Some of these other ones is looking kind of foolish.
I just hope that next season, I don't know. I was a little bored this season myself.
You know,
it could have been cut maybe about 5 or 6 episodes.
Well, yeah.
We didn't need the first two. We didn't need the one before the reunion.
We know how you feel about the first two.
The first two,
oh, what a bad choice. Made
my blood boil, because it was just like, I would have rather, if it was for COVID regulations, I would have you rather just waited the 2 weeks, then started filming.
I just don't understand when you have all those weeks and no one goes home. You're just like, why? It's too many twists. It's yeah. too much. It's like,
yeah,
the pork chop was a great idea.
Right.
But then we dragged it out weeks and weeks and weeks.
And then like nothing happened with it. Like nobody went home.
Right.
From the pork chop thing. It was like still just then pork, you know, all that bullshit with the pork chop room just for Kimora to go home. Poor Kimora.
Right. And it is brilliant, like lip sync for your life in the beginning. But then, right, and everyone's staying. Yeah. Now this is stupid. Like, you should have truly sent somebody home.
Yeah. I just realized how shady that actually was to Kimora Hall. Because they literally, everybody was like, oh shit, we all gonna go home. And then it was like, just kidding, only you are.
Right. And also, Elliot came back, and now you actually went home in his place. That's
ultimate disrespect.
Literally.
That's another one who like kind of grew on me a little bit.
Who?
Elliot.
Well, I will say, because I think I said this in the reunion episode, but of the podcast, but he actually, I thought he looked good in the reunion and his dancing and things. Like, I thought he was doing good.
Yeah.
And his Instagram, I checked out his Instagram the other day, and
so you don't follow?
I don't. I lurk.
Key thing there.
Mm-hmm. I lurked, and because I was just trying to see, you know, what's Miss Elliot with two T's up to, and he's stepping his cookies up. I will say.
Did you all see the video from when the queens were watching the top four watching back?
Yes.
The final. And they were showing all the girls' looks. They were like, "Yeah, Tanisha. Yeah, Joey." And then they get to Elliot. They're all like,
"Oh my god, I did see that."
It was
Elliot.
It was so shady. They were like, "Yeah, yeah."
I'm still mad at the fact that they're still perpetuating that story, but they're skating over it and not diving into the drama on the reunion or anything about it. But they're still trying to give this like shady context, because the editors know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do.
And they made sure to get everybody's like close up reaction when they said Elliot with the two T's, and they were all like. And then Candy goes, "It's cute." And then he goes, "She looks rich."
Like, Candy, stop. You know you don't like him.
I didn't mind Elliot, though. Yeah, like, Elliot kind of grew on me a little bit. Like, for not so bad.
Mm-hmm. I think Elliot is that. He is a Vegas queen, baby. And I think that, you know, I think that is what he is.
That's true.
He is that he can dance his ass off. And the looks, while they're very Vegas. They're very Vegas, girl.
Yeah, very Vegas.
He's very much so that. And we need the Vegas queens, honey. We need them.
They do. They be, I mean.
Showgirl pizzazz.
Not Elliot, but they be showing looks.
I don't mind the Vegas girls.
So we got a ball for the top four. I don't who back even knew.
Chandra.
After the first one, I was like, oh, okay. And then the second one, I was like, oh, we're still going. This is great. I wasn't mad at it though. Really wasn't. I hope they keep this though for the finales in the future. Mm-hmm. Cause I really like this. Mm-hmm. And this was like, honestly, some of these looks that we'll get into are some of the best looks that I've ever seen on Drag Race.
Agreed.
Like, in their entirety.
It was a good idea. I mean, again, it was a long finale, so in line with the season, but it wasn't bad. And I feel like, why not let everybody just have one moment of like, you know, the show's over and like, this is your chance to say goodbye to America.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I think it was literally like a pageant almost. It was like, bring your best drag. This is your final chance to display and show us literally why you deserve to be crowned. Because I really think this was a top four that prior to the filming of this, it really was, in my opinion, it could have been anybody's game. Yes, we all had our ideas. I personally thought, like you said as well, David, that it was going to be Gottmik. as mm-hmm. I thought that strongly. I was like, it's for sure going to be Gottmik. But I really did think at the end of the day that any of them were eligible to win. So I think that this was a really good way to cycle through all of them and really get the good display of all of their talents at once.
Yeah.
I thought if Gottmik didn't win, it would be Simone. And I thought Candy would be third and Rosé would be fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that too.
In my mind, that's still what it is. So,
I wasn't a huge, just like the others, I don't not like Rosé, but I'm not such a Rosé fan. Like, not bad, but
you know,
I feel like Rosé isn't fully realized yet.
You know, well, here's the thing, too.
That's what I feel.
And
like.
I think this is going to be like a for you as fans of the show and just in the community. Rosé is the Chad Michaels of season 13. Like
not the Chad Michaels.
Yes, but like think about it though, because Chad Michaels was so good on his season, very polished, very put together, a perfectionist, which Rosé is all of those things. But so Rosé is not going to win. Like it was almost too good to win a normal season, but mm-hmm. that's the kind of winner that you need to be for an all-star season.
Yeah.
And I think
Nick will be back for All Stars. Absolutely.
I will say that this season 13 is going to spit out a lot of people that are eligible for All Star.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Because
there's just all of them are so good, eligible. Candy could come back if you ask me. Gottmik, absolutely. Olivia.
I also, all of us. I thought Gottmik was going to win also just because Gottmik already has the celebrity
mm-hmm. that too
mm-hmm. and just it would to me it was almost like this it's almost like Bianca Del Rio or like Christian mm-hmm. Siriano on Project mm-hmm. Runway although yes. it's almost like we could do a lot post with this winner
yep
and have yes. a face of the show and they haven't to me really had that
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think they've really ever had maybe a Raja maybe if we go all the way back maybe but in recent years, they haven't had anyone
done so much, and the mm-hmm. Paris Hilton tie-in, and I just thought Gigi Gorgeous and Gottmik are mm-hmm. best friend. Like I just thought this could mm-hmm. be a real elevation. I'm not in a snobby way, but if you're thinking like a producer and a money-making machine, like this could elevate. We can get our bang for our buck with Gottmik mm-hmm. as a winner. That's how mm-hmm. my mind thinks, and I was like, that's why a whole season I was like, this is so obvious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought that too, though. That's what I was like, all the celebrities that Mick knows, I don't even know how Mick knows all these people doing their makeup. I'm like, I don't think that's true. But
and then it just sets the tone for the future of the show and the direction in which it can go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if it shows that a trans man can come in and win the crown and mm-hmm. and so it opens the door to all of those queens who might not have thought that they were going to eligible or could have got onto the show or anything like that.
That's why I was like, it's handed to you on a silver platter. How are you not going to take this? Because this person really has the talent.
Yeah.
And because mm-hmm. of all the stuff in the past and you just change the taglines. I mean, maybe it was too obvious to them. Maybe it was too this is the obvious choice and we're going to get flack.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of UK. Everybody thought Bibini was going to win. Everybody mm-hmm. was like, oh, it's obvious. Bibini's going to win. But I think that
literally
Simone
is just like that.
Simone had the same story that Lawrence Chaney did, where they were kind of fumbling during the middle and they weren't doing as well, but they were doing really well in the beginning. So that's why at the end, I was kind of like, mm-hmm, that's why at the end I was like, I want it to be Mick and Mick makes sense in my mind, but I think it's going to be Simone. Same storyline, same thing.
No. And Simone makes sense. Because to me, Simone does have a clear brand where it's thought out
mm-hmm.
of what you're trying to bring to drag.
Mm-hmm.
And which to me, I didn't understand. I mean, I see what you're saying about Jada Essence, but I see what Simone brings. You're bringing this in and this is great and it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I got it. So I'm okay, but I still wanted Gottmik.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of these looks.
Yes.
So the first category was black and white. First up, we have Gottmik. giving you this Hellraiser pinhead. Oh my, first of all, like the thought of this, like I don't even know how this came about, but absolutely stunning and absolutely amazing. Like I can't even.
I said, damn, Rue, you literally just gave this category to Gottmik.
Literally.
Black and white. I sit down.
Literally. Brilliant. My God. This gown is just absolutely stunning. Like, again, one of the best things I've ever seen on Drag Race, honestly. Like, so good.
We're going to get to the best thing I've ever seen on Drag Race in a second.
This is, wow. I just, Nick really just ate all these categories up.
But you, God. I mean, hello, do you know who Gigi Gorgeous is? Her husband's brother is August Getty.
Right.
Yeah.
Who is a couture custom designer. I'm sure he's
the money for me.
Helped. Gottmik a lot with some of those looks.
Did you know that? I mean, they paid for her operation, or they paid for.
Yes, I did.
I've seen that video. Saw the video on Gigi's nice channel. Yeah,
and that's when it's like, okay, you got some friends in high places, sweetie.
Right. Yeah, some good friends.
And then your best friend is a Getty. Hello.
Right.
Period. Drop the mic. You're fine.
I mean, like, I don't even think people don't even know. Getty, like you don't get it. Like listen, Getty is Getty. Like
Gigi Gorgeous, who is gorgeous, ain't no dummy. Yes.
No.
Absolutely. Oh God, no.
Time out. Real quick, did you see how quickly, as soon as she walked back down the aisle, grabbed her phone out of her purse, and changed her Instagram bio to Gigi Gorgeous Getty, and then literally back to her wedding.
She's just like, yeah, this is like. It all worked out for Gigi Gorgeous. Yeah.
Rich. Yes. There's a video on Gigi's channel where they go to a wedding for Nats's family. It's like a castle in like England or something like that. And they're driving in and there's like this big mansion in the beginning. And they're like, that's just the house for the maid. I said, excuse me? What?
Gigi Gorgeous has done well for herself.
Yeah, Gigi has like never like faltered.
She never fumbled.
She had a big ass house. Her parents had a big ass house in Toronto or wherever she's from. Mm-hmm. She remember all those videos she used to film in that house. She's stayed winning.
To me, it's just like that doesn't upset me. It's just more like I'm in awe of your skill. Like,
yeah, no,
this
absolutely.
Is a skill. It's such absolutely. A skill.
I am. Mm-hmm. I do not hate on the game, honey. Like I am all about it, and. Kudos to you. I mean, she is now married to a Getty, literally. So
it's done. That's it. You don't need anything else.
You don't like, again, if for people listening, if you do not know, Getty is like, that's like money. That's like, there's money and then there's Getty.
Yeah.
It's different.
I've met them before, like, because when they were in New York, like, and Gigi's wife is like, you know, quiet, like doesn't, you know, not shy, but like doesn't want the spotlight, like as far as like writing books and putting out, you know, she'll do it, whatever. She'll do it for, but like, it's kind of a good match.
Oh yeah. They seem like, and they really do seem like, people can say what they want, but they really do seem like they're genuinely in love.
Oh, they seem like they're literally obsessed with each other. Like
genuinely in love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love to see that.
Wouldn't that be nice to just, oh, by the way, the person I've actually truly fallen in love with just happens to have money.
That'd yes. Nice.
Forever. Money forever.
Yeah.
Money never like, runs out.
Yeah. And then like even your children's 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 children.
It's not a bad way to go.
No.
So
let's talk about.
Not a bad way to go.
Stupid. So, Candy Muse and her black and white look. First of all, I did not realize this until I looked at it later, that it's supposed to spell out BLM. Didn't realize that, but that's what it's supposed to. Yeah. Didn't know that because it's not very obvious. Yeah.
No, it's not. Not at all.
And I think she said it too, but you know, God knows nobody understands what Candy's saying. But I mean, it's cute, you know, yeah.
She snatched for the gods. That's all I know.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that wig.
Yeah.
It's questionable. It's giving me Eureka vibes.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's like Jetsons. Like, it's, I get it, but yeah. I love it and hate it at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's how I felt about all of Candy's looks.
I thought it could be better.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
No, but it wasn't good.
No.
I'm very curious to see what you have to say about this one. So we have Rosé in this. She said it's an Audrey Hepburn. I thought it's like very Mary Poppins to me as well. First of all, the umbrella is crooked. Second of all, she couldn't walk in it. No, she could not. Again, the concept, great, cool, whatever. Rosé just is so confusing to me in her fashions. I just don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand what she goes for.
Yeah, I think I just hate this one, and I don't see anything Mary Poppins. It's Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Not even just because of the umbrella, just the whole thing, really.
You know, it gives you, I don't know why she, I'm like, girl, this is Mary Poppins, stop it. That's what it gives.
Rosé has the most questionable taste of this season in terms of drag.
Absolutely. Well, there's another one. We'll get to it later. there's somebody else that I'm like, what's going on here? Tina but Burner yeah.
He's also.
Oh, I was going to say Joey J, but.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Cause I forgot all of them were featured on the show. And I was literally like, what is happening?
It was a lot. So finally for Black and White, we have Simone giving you very like Southern Belle, always with the black excellence. Just
what
wow.
What is that called, that fur? Like, what is that? What animal is that? Or what? Because I love that, like, that pattern.
I don't know what it's called, actually.
I mean, paisley? Like
the or, like, paisley? No, like, the fur. Like, what is that?
The
like,
fur the that she has draped over her shoulder.
Like, the one that's always on, like, the royal, like, it's always in royal, like, the kings and queens always had it on their, like, collars.
I don't know
and,
what it's
like,
called.
Their things. But I just love the way that looks. Like, that looks riche to
that?
Me.
Is that, like, mink? I mean, yeah. I see your question. That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Cause like I don't know. When you look at like old pictures of like King Louis, like that was like the trim of their like robes and shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But I love it. It's very like,
oh God, so good.
Fabulous Marie Antoinette from like
from the hood. That's what it is.
Like Marie Antoinette from Compton, and I'm here for it.
Oh God, the hair is great. Gigi Good makes almost all her wigs. I wonder if she made this one too. She probably did, but the wigs are just always on point. Always on point. Look at the face. Wow. Simone is just, you can't say anything bad about the fashions ever. You just can't.
Well, you can sometimes.
Well, all right. Never mind. next category is Red All Over. First up is Godmik. Who's the name of this? I always forget. Who's the name of this designer who does this?
That's what the hell? Jesus God. It's a painter. Keith Haring.
Yeah. Keith Haring. Yeah. Yes. Keith Haring inspired. It says like on it says trans rights to human rights. I see crash the system on it. Love, fight AIDS. Great look, good message. Love it. I love when Mick does the clown white face. So iconic. Mm-hmm. So great. I mean, Mick never misses. So
no. Mm-hmm.
It was definitely Simone and Gottmik's night in terms of like the runways.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
For sure. This looks like something out of Star Wars to me.
I hate you. I think not the next episode. Really?
Of this particular look now.
Really?
Nor of Star Wars, but go on.
Oh, yes.
If Candy Muse, I think what I got from this, and I think it's supposed to be like an elevated look from her entrance look because it's kind of similar, or maybe it's just made by the same designer. I'm not sure, but because you know how she had the boombox, now she has like the headphones. I don't know. That's what I got from it. First of all, can we just talk about this hairline, girl? What's going on here? I can see the glue. That was very questionable. I just don't think this was a finale look. At all. No. I don't understand why. Mm-mm. I mean, if you would have worn this on the main stage, yes. A finale, absolutely not.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
I feel like you could get that at Topshop.
Oh, first of all, not Topshop.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's a boot.
So
I don't even have to talk about this one. This one is just like, no.
Why this whole season, Rosé? First of all, your name's Rosé, number one. You could have done something with red. Second of all, you've talked about your Scottish heritage. You couldn't do something with the Scottish. You couldn't do anything with, like, tartan or something. Third of all, a tree isn't red. So like, why are you a tree and it's red? Like, it doesn't even make any sense. I'm very confused by the whole thing. I don't get it. And the way that she was switched on the runway. It was very weird. It was very strange. I don't understand it.
This one questionable.
Questionable taste.
Jesus, Rose. All around. And lastly for red, we have Simone wearing this cute little dress. And she has two little hands holding up her little pigtails. I thought it was really cute. Again, I don't think it's really a finale dress.
No, and we've seen it. She's worn that dress on stage before. It looked like the same dress. It looks like the same cut of dress that she wore with the one that was made out of braids. It's the same dress.
Ah, yeah, that's true. This one's been out of fingernails.
I'm okay
right? With
this look. I like this look a lot, and I love the like butterflies in the hair.
Their hands holding up her little pigtails, which is like
amazing.
Who thinks of that?
This I like. Yeah. See, I'll give you know. I mean, I I think Simone. Listen, if it's not got Mick, I'm happy with Simone winning.
Absolutely,
I am. That's who should have won if it wasn't got Mick. That's my honest. That's definitely my second choice.
This is the show stopping.
Yes. So the final category was grand finale, Eleganza Extravaganza. We have got Mick giving you very like Disney villain. That's what I got from this. Very like, oh my, I don't even, this is just so fucking amazing. I just, wow. Just wow. Wow.
See that, like, that's what I mean though. That's why I feel got Mick should have won. It's because the makeup, yes, that's what you do, but okay. I mean, you can't be penalized for it's just, it's so creative. It's on a different level.
It is.
And so then it's like, okay, if you win, that could be gimmicky, but you could claim that Simone's win is gimmicky too. You could some of the reasons you mentioned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could, but this to me is just in all these looks, it's just like, who would look at this? Who would ever think of this? Yeah. This is not normal.
It is. No. This look.
It's a different level. It's a whole different level.
Right.
When this came out, I was just like, yup, Gottmik's going to win.
Yeah,
this like, to literally me is Christian Siriano from Project Runway. It's on another level, and there's been nobody since. It's just like this isn't normal. Like, this, I don't understand how your brain, it's so creative to me. So creative.
I wonder,
this looks like one of those outfits that the queen who won last season comes back to crown a queen in.
Yeah. Literally, like
it's that good. Like, it looks like she already won and she's coming to give the new queen the crown. Like, oh, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Like, it is that freaking good. Love it. I'm obsessed.
I also wonder how much time they had in between these looks to change in between. That's also my question.
Because that looks like it was mighty hard to put on this.
Literally. Reaction, stop.
There's so much wrong with this. Like, I don't know.
I'm sorry. This could be rude.
What you're going to say.
It looks cheap. Cheap. Like, it looks so cheap.
You don't think that red outfit that we just saw in Candy News didn't look cheap? That looks cheap.
It absolutely did.
It did.
This fabric is terrible. This outfit is terrible. Look,
I don't like Candy News's fashion. I just like Candy News draws me in somehow.
Yeah, personality. Yes, the personality.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm drawn in, and it's so authentic to me. That's why I love it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm right there.
Where she's like, you know, because Candy News thinks Candy News is the shit. And so that is like, she doesn't stray from that. And that's what's like, I'm like, it's so connected for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
So these are the things that are wrong with this outfit. Number one, the peacock feathers.
Too many.
What? Number two, Candy Girl, you know you don't have no neck. So why are you wearing such a big thing on your shoulder? Because your neck is completely gone. It's just non-existent. Number three, the fabric is off. Number four, why is your dress not hit the ground? Why is it not hitting the ground? What's going on?
I especially have a problem with the light blue fabric. It's just so wrong.
It looks cheap. It looks very cheap.
A material like she tore up Cinderella dresses from the Disney store and made it that blue fabric. Like, it's that guy. I can't even look at it anymore. I'm just kidding.
Candy. Jesus.
Now this, though.
So Rosé giving you another ode to her Scottish heritage. I honestly don't know how I feel about this look. I really don't.
Same thing, love and hate at the same time.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it just me or does she look like Pearl in the face a little bit from season 7?
She kind of does. In this angle, she definitely looks like Pearl.
I think old I Pearl. Hate it now that you're keeping it. I'm going to pass on this.
Yeah. The more I look at it, the more wrong it gets. A mess. Especially at this angle.
It's a mess.
I like the bustle in the back.
I think Rosé is the least authentic out of the top four. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Really?
What you said where she's trying to still find herself. I don't mm-hmm. think she really knows who she is.
And you know what? I feel like it's not, because it's not like it's something, like, I feel like the queens were telling her that in the season. So it's like, you had time to, like, show us that authentic self before you got to the finale, and it never kind of happened. Yeah. So, you know, she's just didn't give people the warm and fuzzies, I don't think. She made people laugh sometimes with her comedy and her talents, and she had some good looks, but she did not give people the warm and fuzzy.
No. Mm-hmm.
And finally, we have Simone. She has like this white gown on one side and this body of armor on the other side. I don't think that she was, I don't know if she was intentionally going for Medusa for the hair, but the hair is Medusa.
Very much. I don't know.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I don't know what the goal was for this outfit. Because I feel like the bottom is giving you very Greek. Well, Medusa. Well,
It's two different, it's a lot of different, you know, cross references going on.
Yeah,
I actually kind of love this.
Yeah, she said that it was supposed to show the dynamic between her soft side and her like strong warrior side. Mm-hmm. That's what it was supposed to show. I love it too.
And they're Greek, and that's where it's like they're both Greek, soft like Grecian and warrior and Medusa. Mm-hmm. I thought this was just like a Greek goddess / warrior.
And yeah, I don't know if you caught on her Instagram, but she posted a picture of the close-up of the details of the armor.
I didn't see that.
And there is like the gold, like the chains and stuff. Like there's like chain link on the armor, like on the arm of it. Mm-hmm. It is so detailed and gorgeous, and it looks expensive as hell. I was like, I mean, I'm sure it is, but like the picture she posted of the close-up details on her Instagram, I was like, it made me love it.
Oh, I see it. Yeah.
It made me love it even more.
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
Like literally I saw it and I was like, it honestly made me love it even more when I saw the pictures.
Yeah, close-up. Wow.
Because like those chains and like that looks just expensive.
I love this.
I think the most. I'm not mad at it. Oh, and Gigi Good did make the hair for usual.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gigi needs to like, girl, you need to start selling some hair, girl, because like you're doing it. That's what you need to be focused on, because your hair is immaculate.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So, okay. I just quickly wanted to point out the dress that Rue wore during her performance was great. This dress right here that she wore for the finale, what's going on?
You know what this? You know what this? Wait, and also too, time out.
I'm not so sure.
The laziness of RuPaul, bitch. This motherfucker could not. He couldn't even take off a wig and put on another wig. He took off the clip off.
Took off a piece
because that was a piece. Because I don't know, it's the same hairline and the same thing up top, but a different back piece. He said, "Hurry, get this shit off me." And you know what this dress reminds me of? Reminds me of the dress that Shea Coulee wore in the transformative runway on All Stars that they all read for filth and told her it was ugly.
You know Ruby Sloan from the girls.
And then here she is. Looking muscular.
I'm just looking at it. It's not my favorite.
It's putrid. No.
Yeah. Also the shoes. The shoes.
It's honestly the hairline for me, honey. Like it's, you don't have... It makes her head like a perfect like oval or something.
It's like your RuPaul. Like if you want to steer the ship, baby, you gotta
step it up. Yeah. Step it up. You can have Mick come on the runway looking like that, and then you come on looking like this.
Honest to God, I would have been pissed if I was RuPaul and saw and got Mick come out. I would have been like, nope, I'm give no.
RuPaul might be calling Got Mick for next season for like style.
Look, right? Mick's definitely gonna be a Raven. Absolutely is going to be a Raven in the future.
Let me tell you, because I want to see Got Mick beat RuPaul's face. Because that would be amazing. I know it would be sick. Because RuPaul or because Gottmik has a very specific type of paint.
Yeah.
And it, I feel like it would look sickening on RuPaul.
Yeah. So then we have the top four interviews. We don't have to go into all of it because I think the general consensus was Ru really, really likes Mick and Simone. And really, you can tell when, even when they had those interviews during the episode with Lucky, you can just tell like the banter that he has mm-hmm. with Mick and Simone is different than what he has with Candy and Rosé. It feels a lot more natural, not as forced. Literally with Rosé, he's like, yep, mm-hmm, whatever. Yeah. Okay. With Candy, he's a little bit more lenient, but literally the first question he asks Candy is, why are you in the top four? Like, Jesus Christ, Ru. Like, my God. I mean, because of you? What do you mean? You put me here.
Yeah, like, you're the one that saved me, right?
Like five right. times.
The interviews yeah. are honestly, and this could be shitty to say, they're always my least favorite part of the finale.
Really?
Me too.
Because yeah, I think, well, too. Like, sometimes it can be, like, nice and endearing, but then sometimes I feel like they just, it's just a dragged out part of the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like sometimes it's just sometimes some of the conversations they have. I'm like Candy's conversation was like, all right, but it was like not that deep. Like
it was the same conversation that they had during the Lucky yeah. episode. It was the same thing.
And Rosé, they were just like, girl, you sprained your ankle. Oh, okay.
It's like they don't know what to say, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yes. Say. Yes.
Yeah, so.
It was nice that they all got messages from their family. Rosé's family looked kind of lit. I ain't gonna lie. Rosé's family looks like they're just
not bad.
Yes.
Not
bad. Yeah. Her brother was cute too.
Yeah, he was. And very like straight and supportive. We like
this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very Scottish looking too. Very
yes, very that. Very that. So after these interviews, the top four performed a lip sync
sigh for me
from Friends by Bette Midler. Why?
That, yeah. And then like they're watching themselves, okay, like trickery by camera, but like that would be exciting if it was like 1995. We've never seen that before.
Right.
What is this, I didn't like, understand. I thought this was like, is this like a time filler? I didn't, that was...
It was so strange to me.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
God.
So strange.
Is it just me though too, or like when I was watching it, I was like, does like, I feel like the audio wasn't like on,
was synced up,
like on sync or something was just oh, off God. Or like it wasn't loud enough, like I don't know, it just seemed weird and like out of place. Or it's, you know what it was, it was like they tried to make a non-lip syncing song into a lip syncing song and there's not like the proper breaks and shit in between, so it just made it like a mangled mess.
Yes,
and it was just weird. It was very
word of wonder. Oh, word of wonder, I'm like, who works for them sometimes? Because Jesus Christ,
I don't know, honestly, call me. I will literally,
literally I'll do better.
It's a little down there. Yeah.
Yeah,
literally call me.
And then after that we had a really, really beautiful tribute to Chi-Chi Devane. We had some queens come on and talk about her. Again, we lost Chi-Chi last year. It was very sad, very tragic. I love this tribute. I love that they took the time to do mm-hmm. that for her. I watched the Roscoes in Chicago this week. It was Batty Davis, Nasha Lopez. It was Detox and Angina, and like afterwards they were like all in tears about it. Mm-hmm. So it was a really good tribute, and I'm glad that they mm-hmm. gave that time for Chi-Chi.
Yeah, that I liked.
I miss
yeah.
Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi was so great. So
funny. She was just one of my favorite queens to come out of the show, honestly.
Yeah, I liked her.
She's just like a, like her on All Stars, there's nobody better. She's like, girl, I ain't trying to be a Roxy. Send me home. Like, it was just like,
yeah.
It was like, she was iconic on that season. And honestly, like, I wanted her to win just because she's Chi-Chi.
She's
just
so likable.
She's just so like, yeah, she's just a good person. Like you can just tell she had a good heart.
Yeah. We miss Chi-Chi very much. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad they paid tribute to her.
Oh my God. I just saw the Cory Booker question mark and I just like forgot that he even was a part of this.
So dumb. So next we have the lip syncs are coming up and we learned that they're all dedicated to Britney Spears. When I said, I was like, it's either going to be Britney, Gaga. I was like, I went to the gay Rolodex of all the artists and I was like, which one is it going to be? And I was like, Britney Spears, okay.
It was time for some Britney.
Also, yes. Too, it's probably a little play on the hashtag Free Britney movement.
Very that
because RuPaul knew that shit. RuPaul loves a trend, so he probably he knew that shit was gaining momentum. So he said, "Put her in the show. Come on,
very that her
in the show."
I said, like, "Come on now."
Which I don't know. I'm like okay with the Britney choices. Yeah,
mm-hmm. They picked good Britney songs.
They did
too.
Pick good they Britney because they mm-hmm. could have gone very wrong.
They did. They could have picked Lucky or something. I'm like, nobody asked for that.
It's just throw some Madonna finale in there. Ooh, I know yeah. It's a little ooh. More old school. I get it, but come on now.
That'd be good,
though.
That
would be good, though. That would be really, really good.
That's what I want for the next finale.
Give me a Gaga one. A Gaga one would be amazing.
Madonna, yeah, that'd be good.
So Rue comes on and says that Cory Booker is going to explaining the rules for the lip sync. Cory Booker comes on because they're cousins, which I knew before. I read an article about it before that they are actually cousins. Cory came on. Yeah, very interesting. Like, very Cory, random too.
The girls still ain't voting for you, Cory.
He ain't need it. Came on, didn't explain the rules at all, and just gave this little speech about the kumbaya friendly America, whatever. We didn't need it. It was very unnecessary.
Hello.
Very much that also, but like we could have had somebody else talking. I don't know. It was have Michelle in there. Something. I don't know. It was very.
Where's Kamala?
Like literally, Lord, get Joe on here. Anybody? Like anybody else?
What's Joe doing? Joe busy? Is he
busy? Like get AOC again or something. Like Jesus Christ. Now,
yeah, Bernie. Bernie.
Anybody? Not Bernie. Bernie said, "What's a drag queen?"
You know, Bernie's with the girls. You know, he knows.
We spin the wheel of the lip sync. Well, David, let me ask you first.
Yes.
We started this whole lip sync during the finale season 9, I believe, right? With Sasha Velour. Do you think that it is a fair way to determine the winner of Drag Race to do this lip sync during the finale?
No, I don't like it at all. I don't.
It's very, I think it was, I forgot who said it. It might have been Bob the Drag Queen who said it. You have the winner of the actual season of Drag Race, and then you have the person who wins the finale.
Yeah.
Gottmik won the season. Simone won the lip sync.
Yeah. I think Gottmik is going to be the most, is going to work. There's requests coming in. Simone too, but I think Gottmik won the season. I do.
Yeah.
My thought process during these lip syncs were, so I was expecting Candy to beat Rosé, and then whenever I found out that Gottmik was lip syncing against Simone, I was like, oh, Gottmik's going to win.
You thought Mick was going to win over Simone?
Before the lip sync happened. I was like, that lineup, that pairing, I'm telling you, RuPaul, I was like, Mick's going to pull something that's going to be good enough to get her past Simone, and Mick's going to win. Like, I just felt it. And then Candy won, which I was expecting.
Can we just stop and talk about that lip sync very quickly? Rosé gave me nothing. She gave me absolutely nothing. Girl.
But she also did absolutely nothing.
You better ice it or something. Pull something.
Pull some fucking confetti out your swatch.
Right. Do something. Anything. It was so lackluster. I was so disappointed in Rosé because Rosé be giving you the 1-2 step all the time. You know, a pat de bourrée, anything.
And Candy was fighting for her life. She was like, she wanted it.
She definitely did. The reveal was questionable.
Yeah,
of Candy's. Yeah.
Well, I read too that there was another reveal or palette or something like that, and he nixed it last minute or something like that.
Interesting. Also, Rosé's bodysuit was questionable. It was so ugly. But, Jesus Lord.
Whenever Gottmik lost, I was like, my first thought, truthfully, was, oh, okay, so then Candy's gonna win. Because I was like, Candy's gonna pull like a powerful ass lip sync out.
Yeah.
And she did good in this season. She had a good trajectory in the season, which RuPaul loves an upward trajectory in terms of a winner.
Absolutely.
And I was like, Candy's going to win. Mm-hmm. And then I was wrong again.
But Brendan, you honestly think.
But it yeah.
That lip sync, Mick did better than Simone. You honestly think that?
No. I don't.
I was like, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
But which is what I'm surprised that got, because like I was like waiting for Got Mick to give me my Aquaria finale lip sync.
Brendan.
There takes no talent in pulling a sparkler out of your ass.
If you're comparing Aquaria and Got Mick, you know what I would say? The word that describes Got Mick's lip syncing, sporadic. Sporadic. That's exactly what it is.
Well, I believe I did say though in one of our last episodes that Got Mick, yeah, she's the front runner, but it's probably going to be a lip sync for your life. So let's see how she fares in that. And I knew she was going to be fucked in that if she had to do that. And here we are.
That's why I'm not a fan of it. Not even because I want Got Mick to win. I just think there's too much at stake.
Yeah.
Do the
and it's runway. Anyone's game.
Yeah.
Do it's like, the what's runways. The point?
Mm-hmm. Do the runways, do another group performance, right? Do another that's fine.
Something.
That's fine. Yeah. Give us another big group performance of like the friends or whatever, but make it better. But take out the lip sync for your crown, for the crown, and just make it the runways and the like the performance, and then an actual final crowning look.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
It's just unfair. It's very unfair.
Not a fan.
So next up, we'll run through these very quickly because, you know, there's 25,000 of these girls. So all the queens via just they weren't there, not even a Zoom. It was just pre-recorded. So there's that. The category was Finale Eleganza. First up, we have Kamora Hall. Love it. I don't know. First of all, where is she at? In a museum or something? I don't know.
She lives in Chicago, baby. That's probably in the museum campus. I think that is one of the museums, actually.
She looks immaculate.
I don't mind this.
If you're asking me, this was one of my favorites of the queens that came back to show us the looks.
We really missed out on Kamora this season with the fashions.
I forget, one of the other queens were like, I'm just glad Kamora didn't actually get to come on the show because she would have kicked all of our asses on the runway.
She definitely would have. She would have given Mick a run for her money. She would have.
I think Kamora would have given us, like you just said, the best looks outside of Got Mick.
Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus. Okay. So next up is Joey J.
Honestly,
what the hell is this?
I'd rather no wig. I'd rather no wig in this instance. Yeah,
that would be nice.
What is that?
Just, it's so awful that I just would like to move past. Fuck?
Like, Joey, girl.
Terrible. Ooh, baby.
Tamisha Iman. First of all, I know Tamisha made this look herself. This is amazing. I love it.
You do.
It is, but it's very Tamisha. It's very Tamisha. Oh,
absolutely. Tamisha is that old school Atlanta drag queen.
Which I am all for that. Like with music and style. I'm not a Tamisha fan. She just feels dated. It's not age. It's just, it feels dated. And that's why I love Got Mick. It feels like the next trend in drag. That's what I look for. This just feels so dated to me.
Tamisha loves a breastplate.
I was getting ready to say she do love a breastplate. That breastplate is popping to the collarbones. Love
a breastplate.
But I do feel like there needs to be an ode to old school drag on Drag Race. I definitely think that there needs to be more queens like Tamisha on Drag Race because the kids don't understand the origins of drag and who came. And I think that Tamisha was really important for that.
And that's why in the beginning of this season, when we were making our predictions, I had predicted Tamisha to go so far because I was like, it is an old school queen's time to be in the top four. It is their time. Mm-hmm. And
we've never had that before, have we?
If you want to call Kennedy that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's just
because I think I love Kennedy fits the bill.
Tamisha Iman is coming for you.
But Tamisha is literally like the old Tamisha is one of those, like when you go to your local gay bar in your city and you see the queens with the crown on the wall, like the black and white headshots.
Mm-hmm.
Tamisha is that queen that's on mm-hmm. the wall. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she is that type of queen.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Next up is Lala Ree. She's giving you very African princess, just black excellence. I love this look too. I think it's very elevated for Lala because sometimes Lala be coming out looking kind of crazy. She mm-hmm. looking a little mm-hmm. crazy, but I love this look.
Mm-hmm. She's coming for Joey J's gig.
Ooh,
yeah.
Very much that. It's great. I love it. Next up is also, I don't remember if the red jacket was shown during the finale. It was okay, because this is just a picture that they had on their Instagram. Hmm. Elliot with two T's giving you just suburban housewife.
I don't mind this actually.
I got like Miranda Priestley from.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was just giving me like rich, like Cruella de Vil, yeah, Miranda like, okay. Priestley vibes.
Yeah,
like, I mean, nothing special, nothing like ooh, ah,
no.
Sensation.
No, yeah.
But then.
I'm very curious about your thoughts on this one. So I heard, next up is Denali, came out as a cactus. I heard that Denali had a different look that she was going to do. And then when she heard that the girls were not going to be there in person, she decided to nix that look. I don't know if it was because of budget or she was like, I ain't going to wear no expensive shit. I'm not going to be there. So she decided to wear this look instead.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
I can't decide how I feel about it, honestly.
I like it, honestly. I don't think it's a finale look, but I like the look.
It's not a finale look, but it's fun and it's cute.
Yeah, it's different too.
It's cute. I like it.
Yeah. It's fun. You know, it's like a little fun little play. She's a cactus, so I can get
it. And you know, I like Denali, so.
Yes.
Hey, fucking hell.
This is like Scarlet Envy's cracked out mother.
Oh, she's
yeah, I'm not, you know.
Also, Tina, I know damn well you didn't do that makeup yourself. I know you hired somebody to do that because yeah. I know you don't have that type of skill, number one.
Here's the only nice thing I'll say. She's trying.
Fuck.
She's trying, yeah.
She's trying. She's trying to elevate herself. I can see it.
It's not bad, but it's not good.
I can see it. I can see that she's trying to elevate Woo! Herself. This was a serve.
Yes, Utica in this just beaded head-to-toe dress just...
Did you hear wow. in the finale?
Yes.
Oh
God, yeah.
In the finale crowning, like when they were looking at all the queens, like when this came up on the screen, the top four girls literally were like, like they literally were all like got gagged at this. I mean, it's amazing. It's really amazing.
I'm not a Utica fan, but this is phenomenal.
Yes, absolutely.
I wonder from the jump that Utica was going to be like amazing in terms of looks, like from the jump, like I knew she was just going to give some
ever since looks. the ball and she made the damn sleeping bag, I was like, oh, Utica's different. Like Utica is she's different. Who made this? Oh, she made the gown herself.
I was gonna say, she probably did. Yeah, makes everything.
She made it, which is absolutely amazing. Also, can you imagine this? Like, if they actually were there in person and she walked on the runway in this,
oh, yeah,
can you imagine? My stun. And last up, we have Olivia Lux. I like this look. I don't think it's like the best, but it's cute.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was all right. I liked it though. I liked the video. Her video was very like.
Oh, fun. Budget. Yeah, it was budget. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah. So next up, we crowned Miss Congeniality, and we had Heidi in Closet, who was the Miss Congeniality of last season. She was dressed as a rose. This was a choice. I see the concept, execution.
Again.
Yeah, listen, something went wrong.
She's trying.
Because Heidi was another one who I was like, girl, your fashions are questionable.
Heidi in the Closet is her name.
And our winner of Miss Congeniality was Lala Ree, which I was not expecting.
Shocked.
Yes.
Shocked.
Was not expecting it, but I was so happy that it was Lala. So happy.
Me too. I think, I don't remember who I predicted was going to be Miss Congeniality the last time we recorded.
I said Tamisha, or I think you said Olivia Lux.
I think I did too.
But which, like just, so fucking good.
And then he gave all the mother queens $2,000. He said, here you go.
I'm shocked though. Yeah.
The money that they're giving out on Drag Race now also was like, how much the budget?
At one point I started adding up like Olivia when she kept winning. I'm like, damn, this is not bad.
No, at all. I'd rather win the money than these whack prizes that also some queens from like season 5 also have not gotten their prizes yet that they've won from challenges.
Oh, that's lovely.
So give me the money all day. I'll take that whenever. And then we have our current reigning coming out of the time, Miss Jada Essence Hall.
Love it.
I don't know how I feel about this, honestly.
I like it. I want to make it in. Like, I feel like it would make a really nice Barbie doll, like a collectible Barbie doll.
A Barbie doll.
She looks like a collectible Barbie doll to me.
Yeah, I'm not it's okay.
Just comparing it to like some of the other queens who have come out, the Violet to have come out. The Aquarius. Yeah, like my god. Like if you compare it to those.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It's like it's okay, you know, nothing to write home about.
So the final lip sync was against Candy and Simone, to Till the World Ends. I don't think any of these girls in the finale did exceptionally great lip syncs, honestly.
No, there was no gag. There was no gag.
Simone did a reveal on the first one, which I thought was great, where she came out with the outfit that was made all of Tim's. That was great. This reveal was not my favorite when she was wearing like the little yellow outfit. It also didn't really transfer very well on the screen. Like you couldn't really tell what it was.
It wasn't and that then, like crazy.
Candy wore this like white outfit and decided to just pull out the Dominican flag out of nowhere. I was like, I get it, but like why? I was like, if you're going to pull the Dominican flag, like make it your outfit or something. I don't know. It was just very random to me. And I didn't really understand what she was going for with that.
There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
But nothing at the same time.
Yeah. That was a little weird. Yeah.
I thought. Is the perfect way to describe that lip sync.
Yeah. Of course, our winner of this season 13, is Simone. To many people's chagrin. It was Simone. I'm happy with the outcome. Honestly, I was like, as long as it's Mick or Simone, I'm happy either way. Brendan really thought it was going to be Candy. I was praying it wasn't, to be honest, but I'm happy with it. I'm satisfied. Yeah.
I mean, it was a good finale. I was pleased.
Yeah, I thought the finale was better than the season.
Yes, me too. Me too, actually.
I wish the queens would have been there. Everyone would have been there in person if everyone from the season would have been there in person. I think that would have really like set it over the bar. But you know, it is what it is. I don't know if they couldn't have that many people in there or whatever. Some people couldn't quarantine, whatever. But I was happy. I was satisfied.
Yeah,
it wasn't the worst finale. And yeah,
no, okay. There have been worse. Like season 12. Season 12 was rough.
Yes.
So overall, I really think that this season of Drag Race, I really think that this group of girls is some of the strongest group that we've had in a really, really long time. Because if I think about it, I mean, maybe it's because of COVID and they haven't really done anything. But like, I think about the girls that were on season 12 and I can't even remember half of them, honest to God.
I didn't even remember who won. So you're like ahead of me.
Yeah. It's like, again, maybe that's because of COVID. I'm not really sure. But now that I think about it, I don't really know I don't think that it is. I just think that the girls in that season were not very memorable. But these girls, I can see more than half of them being on All Stars.
100%.
Being on the tours.
So many people that could go to All Stars. I thought the same thing exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see what the girls bring. I also think there's a really wide variety of girls. So they can do all types of different things. You can see girls in makeup, fashion, music videos, dancing. So I'm excited to see what these girls bring.
I agree.
And that was season 13, guys. Yeah. We made it.
We did.
Finally. Goodness gracious. So next up, we have coming up All-Star Season 6 is supposed to be coming soon. We don't know when, but soon. Today, we're filming this on Monday the 26th. They announced the cast of Drag Race Spain, which is very exciting. We have Drag Race International, which is coming sometime this year. They're casting for Season 14 right now. they're supposed to be doing Canada sometime this year as well. They're supposed to be doing another UK. And I think Holland is supposed, I know Thailand was canceled, but I don't know. I haven't heard anything about Holland. So I don't know if they're supposed to have another season of that or not. But a lot of Drag Race coming up.
Yeah,
we love it.
We have a lot.
At least we're not sliding into another season like we did for, you know, 2 years, because there was a moment there where it was just Drag Race. There's no breaks in here. There's no breaks. But yeah, that was season 13.
Yes. And David, this was so much fun recording with you.
I hope I entertained you somewhat. It was a good season.
This is fun.
Yeah.
I would love to come back sometime. I can talk about Drag Race all day.
Yes, we would love that
because we love Drag Race.
There's so much to say.
David, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you on your socials? We'll link them in the description as well of all the episodes and on our socials for you, but give us a little shout out for yourself.
The easiest is Instagram. So my show is called Behind the Velvet Rope, which you can listen to anywhere podcasts are found, Spotify, Apple, but Instagram, there is no the, it is at Behind Velvet Rope. Right. Just forget that, at Behind Velvet Rope. And yes, I do have a personal Instagram. There's Twitter, there's all this other stuff, but you know what? Like the bottom line is Behind Velvet Rope is me. And it's checked every, this is what I say to people. Like if you Facebook message me, I will respond within a year or two. And if you want to tweet at me, well, it gets responded to, but that's maybe not me behind it all. Instagram is me. I will respond. I respond to every DM. I'm one of those. I'm just like, so Behind Velvet Rope, we chat. People are always shocked when I write back. I'm like, what else am I doing here?
Right. Like, that's the point.
Audience engagement, man. So, yeah, but, absolutely. You know, hopefully that. Someone will, if you like reality TV and you want to see interviews, and if you like pop culture, feel free to listen to my show. We've had lots of the girls and we will keep having the girls on. Like, I'd like to have a few from this season on at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm just going to tell you right now. I think that you should get Tamisha Yaman on because I feel like Tamisha has a lot to say about this season.
Would be a great interview.
She has a lot to say about this season.
Tamisha's probably met so many people throughout her whole career.
Yeah.
Yes.
I could only imagine.
Yes.
You know.
That'd be a good one.
Absolutely.
Well, David, we thank you so much for being on this episode of Worth the Podcast. We really do appreciate it. It was a great time.
I appreciate you guys letting me come on.
Absolutely. Yes.
Of course. We're so excited.
Yes.
And for follow me on Instagram. I'll follow you back if we don't follow each other yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So next week, because there's no Drag Race coming on, Brent and I will do another episode of Questions, Comments, Concerns, just some current pop culture stuff. I have a lot to say about some of the YouTube stuff that's going on right now with the David Dobriks and stuff like that. I have a lot to say. Also, just a side note, Brent, did you see what Brentman Rock said about David Dobrik? Did you see? See what he said?
I did not.
I'll send it to you. It was a lot. It was shade and he called him out and it was everything to me.
Bretman Rock is one of my favorite like YouTube celebrities.
It was everything. I love him. I'll be talking about it next week because there's so much to say about this David Dobrik thing. It's absolutely crazy. But yeah, if you guys want to connect with us, you can email us at workthepod@gmail.com. That's WERQthepod@gmail.com. Please follow us on our brand new Instagram account. It would mean a lot to us at workthepodcast. Subscribe wherever you are listening to be notified when we upload a new episode. And please leave us 5 stars in a review on Apple Podcasts. Brennan, anything else?
Nope, nothing else. Just as always, thank you for listening. And again, thank you so much, David, for coming on.
This was
a lot of fun and we look forward to hopefully having you on again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. You guys are wonderful. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye everyone. Bye-bye. Say bye, Brendan.
Bye.
Bye.